Last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, I want to get into this last one. So there's a guy, you know, I always like to highlight my fellow content creators. There is a guy, and his name is, let me see if I can get this. His name is Culturepreneur, the Culturepreneur. He is almost at 4,000 subscribers, and I guess that he does content, and a lot of his content is kind of a talking about life and the difficulties of life and no friends and all of this type of stuff or whatever. I just kind of briefly looked at the channel myself personally. But in this particular video, he's saying that he's explaining why young people and people in general, the younger generation and the millennials in particular, don't want to work anymore. I have not seen this video. I am reviewing it for the first time. Again, I like to give content creators all of the flowers. And so if you like this video and you want to go and check out more of his channel, let him know we sent you. Let's get into it. Let me see this.
Just gonna put your hands up and say, like, it, I'm done. Why does nobody want to work anymore? I've been thinking about this a lot, and you know, I've had like so many conversations the last couple of days with like a lot of like older people. And when I say older, they're not that old. They're like 38 to like 58. And it's just random conversations. Like, you know, like when I'm at the gym or even just hanging out in at the parking lot, going to the grocery store, just striking up random conversation. And I'm noticing that a lot more people are like tense about like their financial situation. And it's very worrisome because I know in the media, we're seeing a lot of reports where they're saying, oh, you know, everyone's fine. Everything is everything's fine. There's nothing to worry about. Or, you know, they're downplaying how bad the economy is. Like, you know, maybe trying to say jobs are there when they're not. And it's very worrisome because when you actually talk to people in the streets, you see that it's a totally different story and that a lot of people are hurting. And I think the main reason why no one wants to work anymore, especially like people who are doing like...
Y'all remember getting these, I don't know if y'all still do it. I remember when I used to get these air fresheners in my car, right? And it's funny because I'm looking at his and I see his air freshener. And when I used to get the air freshener after I got my car clean, I would just throw the air, you know, they would put the air freshener in the car. Rita is the first person that I've ever seen back when we were younger, 20 years ago. I said, Anton, I looked in her car and I seen this little air freshener and it still had the plastic on it and it was only out a little bit. Shout out to King Stennis. I'm going to read that super chat shortly. And I said, Rita, why is the air freshener, why don't you pull that stupid plastic off the air freshener? She said, oh, it stays longer. It stays longer. And then you pull it down a little bit and you pull it down a little bit more. This is the first time that I actually seen that. I've ever seen anybody do that outside of her. It's pretty tripped out. I thought that you just pulled it out and you just, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
What would be once considered like low wage jobs is because like they just can't live with dignity anymore, man. Like imagine like you work like a regular job. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm going to say something super regular. Like you work as a janitor at the gym or whatever, right? Before, like, sure, yeah, you might not be able to be like super rich, but at least like, you know, all your bills are paid for. You might have like a little bit left over. You might not have a lot of money left over after you pay all your bills, but like at least you could live a life of dignity. You see what I'm saying? Nowadays, it's like you're already starting out from like a net negative. So it's like, and what I mean by a net negative is that you're working from debt. Like, just to survive, a lot of people have to go into debt just to survive. And it's getting really bad, man. And if you were to be in that scenario, I understand completely why a lot of people are just saying, like, yo, like fuck it, screw it.
Okay, so this is what I'm trying to understand. And I keep trying to wrap my head around this whole concept, right? How are y'all starting from a net negative when you don't ever, when you're not even, like, how do you get into the negative before y'all start working? I don't understand that. What debt are y'all acquiring to where y'all operating in a net negative? You know, you don't have to take a credit card. You don't have to take student loans. You don't have to go out here and get a big car note. What is this net negative that y'all keep on talking about? I don't understand that. Before we even get into the conversation, I'm curious, what is the net negative? How do y'all have all of this debt? Yo, when I was 18 and I graduated from high school, I didn't have any debt. I bought my first car cash. I was working, and then my dad said, me and my dad was driving down the street. It was an 86 Buick Regal. I love that car. I still got pictures of me in that car. It was an 86 Buick Regal, the first car that I ever had in my life. I was driving up the street. I seen it. I had just went to the mall, and because I hadn't even got into the plant yet. I had just went to the mall, and I had bought like four pair of sneakers because I was just out here spending money like crazy. But I didn't have any debt. I didn't have anything, you know what I'm saying, that required me to have to do anything. I didn't have no credit cards. I didn't have anything. And so, you know, I go and I buy my car, and I spent I didn't have enough. I was short like $250. I went home and I took them stupid shoes back to the Got Dog shoe store. I forgot what it was. I think it might have been Foot Action. I took them shoes back to the Foot Action, and I got the heck up out of there, man. And I went and got my car. I literally took my shoes back to the Foot Action, got my $300, put that extra $250 towards my car, and I paid for my 86 Buick Regal cash. And we was rolling, man. And anything that we did to the car, I went and put some Flowmasters on it. I went and got some sounds for my car. But we would just save up and we would buy whatever it is that we wanted. I don't understand how y'all operating from a net negative. And I largely suspect, give me a little bit of rope here, I largely suspect that it comes from y'all over-leveraging yourself and spending too much money on things that you don't need. And y'all want to be so far out there. Y'all want to jump out in the streets. And y'all want to be in these streets and doing all of this stuff. And y'all putting yourself at a disadvantage. You do not have to start at a net negative and be out here in these streets spending a bunch of money that don't have nothing to do with nothing and running it into the ground. I didn't move out the house as soon as I turned 18. I was not looking to live on campus. I seen what y'all was doing out here. I seen y'all was out here fumbling the bag. No way, no how was I going to be out here fumbling the bag right along with you. I was like, look at all of these fools jumping in there and getting all of this debt and stuff like that. Nope, I'm straight. I don't understand how y'all starting out if a net negative, bro.
You know, they're not going to work. They don't care to work. They don't want to do anything like that because, like, that's just not a dignified way to live. And you know, I've been recognizing more and more recently that
I loved working because I knew that every time I went to work, I can go and buy something that I want. So when I wanted my Flowmasters, when I wanted my Flowmasters, my new exhaust, I went to work, I stacked up, and then I went and got my Flowmasters put on that joint. We was rolling, and it sounded good.
No matter what type of bullshit may happen to me, in whether it be in business or in,
and then I went and got the first show that Bentley. When got my first Bentley, been getting money since the early days. When got the first Bent, they don't believe Time Dog. They think that Time Dog is out here capping. No worries, we gonna fix that. When got the Bent in the early days. So everything that I wanted, I just stacked for. We went and got the Bent. Y'all was out here. Listen, man, we've been getting money since since the late 90s, early 2000s. We've been getting money since the late 90s, early 2000s. We just stacked and we went and got it. And when we didn't have it, we didn't worry about losing it. Because it didn't make no difference. I'm always show you the receipts.
in corporate or anything like that, like, I'm still, like, relatively blessed, you know what I mean? And, like, I recognize that the opportunities that I have in front of me and what I can do and what I've been able to do. But there's a lot of people where, like, you know, they just want to do, you know, just live with dignity. They don't want to have to be doing the most, you know what I mean? They feel like they should have to do the most to survive. And we're just entering a time period where that's just not the case. And a lot of people are just saying, rather than me, like, working hard, trying to do everything the old-fashioned way and do it the old way, like what they told us, they're just like, yo, screw it, man. They're just not going to deal with that crap. And I don't blame them at all. So a lot of people are just living without dignity, man. It's not even like, and there's a lot of, and, you know, let's get out of this, the point, and say, like, hey, like, you know, people might be living above their means. Let's just excuse and just act like there's people that aren't doing that, you know what I mean? And they're still struggling. Like, I totally get it, man, because, like, you know, I feel like, well, if you're making a certain amount of money, yeah, inflation is hitting us, but, like, you should not be living paycheck to paycheck the way a lot of people are. And I think that's disturbing. But for the people that are on the lower end of the spectrum that are living within their means and still struggling, like, that's, like, a huge problem. And they can't even survive off
the... You can't live within your means. You can't live within your means and then still be living... That don't even make sense. That's an oxymoron. Let me hear what he said again.
People are, and I think that's disturbing. But for the people that are on the lower end of the spectrum that are living within their means and still struggling, like...
You can't live within your means and still be struggling. It's an oxymoron. Listen, for me personally, and again, maybe I just been getting money for so long, because I done been broke, I done been up, I done been down, I done been all around. I don't think that you can live within your means and still struggle. That's literally what the definition of living within your means mean. It means that you're not struggling because you're focused on meeting your expectations instead of trying to keep up with the Joneses. How can you live within your means and still be struggling? I'd be confused, man. I honestly, honest to God, I'd be confused out here in these streets.
It's like a huge problem, and they can't even survive off the income that's already available. They have to go into debt, man, just to survive. And that's where a lot of the problems come. So that's where a lot of people just don't see the value in working that job anymore. You know what I mean? Because, like, why work that position? Why work that
I'm going to start bringing these people up you can't even on my platform.
Yourself and sustain a dignified life.
You dignified know what I mean? Life.
People.
Man, we came from the hood. We had nothing. Anything was better than what we came from. And so we was dignified just by the idea of us moving the way that we was moving. Man, I didn't have all the cars, all of everything. A dignified life. Y'all be getting these credit cards and all of this debt and these loans and expecting for us to forgive it. Come on, man. Stop it, bro.
People, whether it's not about being rich or poor, I think people just want to have some sense of dignity.
Nope.
And a lot of everybody want to live like they on Instagram of that dignity, so it makes it hard to justify, you know, keeping that job. And I think that's where a large part of the problem comes along, because it's just hard to sustain that. Like, you know how you're not only are you being beat up, like, mentally at the job or physically depending on the job, you're being beat up emotionally because, you know, you're unable to sustain a dignified life with all of those hours being put in. And it's just sad, man. And, you know, the other day I saw a report. It was actually from the RCMP, where they were saying here in Canada, the RCMP is like
our
FBI, I guess you could say, right?
A little softer in Canada.
the National Police. And they were basically saying, they released a report saying that they expect that there could potentially be riots, and they expect riots once Canadians realize just how broke they are, right? And that's like a real risk. That's a real risk now, because a lot of people, you know, regardless of what they might feel, whether they think the reason why, you know, the economic situation is bad because of corporations, government, or, you know, new immigrants, things like that. Regardless of the fact, like, the economy is in shambles, and that's going to cause people to take desperate action. You see what I'm saying? So I do see that happen, and you can feel the tension in the streets just talking to people.
You can feel the tension in the streets talking to people. What kind of tension do you feel in the streets talking to people? Because from what I'm looking at, and from my point of view, I see a lot of people that's acting like they showing a lot of money and everybody acting like they got it. That's what I see in the streets. Look, man, this is a very, very simple equation. And this is not difficult. I'm going to just give it, I'm going to give y'all to it straight. It ain't complicated. It ain't overly none of that, okay? Stop trying to build credit. Because the first thing you do is you go out there and you get you a credit card. Stop trying to move out faster than you need
daily.
To.
Like you can
get you a roommate. Get you a roommate if you decide that you really need to be out there or you need to move to a different space. Stop buying more house than you need to. Stop feeling like you need to finance everything. Live within your means. Stop being so quick to do stuff that's not best for you. Y'all stop raising up y'all standard of living. A lot of y'all living in these cities that you can't afford to live in. Stop buying cars that you can't afford. Stop financing stuff. Go and get you a beater. Go and catch you public transportation. You're not too good for it. Look, bro, I remember back in the early 2000s, right? And we used to think that New York was so expensive in Manhattan, and we was watching Home Alone and all of that stuff, right? And a tripped out part about it was that it was super expensive back then to live in a lot of the parts of New York. But people was doing it. And one of the ways they was doing it is that they was lowering the cost that they had on other things. Like they knew that they didn't need a car, so they caught public transportation and all of that stuff. And it taught me early lessons. And the biggest lesson that I learned earliest was to stop paying attention to what everybody else is doing on Instagram. That's number one. Number two, to live within my means. Number three, I don't have to leave early and I absolutely 100% can stay home. Number four, stay as long as you can with your parents stack up. Number five, spend 20 to 25% of your income when you first get it on reinvesting back into you and making sure that you're stacking your bread. And then number six, buy assets. Number seven, continue to invest in yourself to level up. And number eight, be appreciative of everything that you got. Number nine, surround yourself with good energy and people. And then number 10, continue to give yourself milestones, meaning that every time that you accomplish something that you want to accomplish from a financial perspective or you do something successfully, reward yourself. And live within your means. It's not that difficult, bro. Live within your means. I don't really understand why that's so hard to do. You know what's so funny? A lot of y'all seen what I make inside of the Patreon. Make sure y'all join the Patreon. Link is in the description. And make sure y'all go and tap into him. Interesting video, Coachpreneur. Go and tap into him. Go and see his stuff. And then let him know that Anton from AntonDaniels.com sent you.